latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Martin Dubravka has praised the way Newcastle continue to play their style of football, despite picking up just 1 point to date. Well, the Magpies sealed a goalless draw with Cardiff City on August the 18th, but that's been the limit of their return so far, and they sit 19th in the Premier League standings. However, that does not tell the whole story, as the Tynesiders have faced Tottenham, Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal, all clubs with either title-winning or top-four ambitions this term. Rafa Benitez's side have gone down 2-1 in each of those games, and Dubravka admits that's been a source of frustration. He said, "We're disappointed, as we've been so close to taking points. Even against Arsenal, we had the chance to take at least one. It's still the same. We lost 2-1 against Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal. We knew that it would be a difficult game against a difficult opponent, but unfortunately, we only have 1 point. Well, the North East outfit will attempt to get their first win on the board this weekend when they travel to Selhurst Park to take on Crystal Palace. And Dubravka is pleased they've not panicked and stuck to their principles. He went on to say, "The positive is that we have shown a great mentality. Even if we've conceded 2 goals, we have tried to play football." Meanwhile, Benitez has paid tribute to Stephen Darby after the defender was diagnosed with motor neurone disease. The Bolton fullback announced his retirement on Tuesday at the age of 29. Well, former Liverpool manager Benitez gave Derby his debut in a 1-1 Champions League draw with Atletico Madrid back in 2008. He made 7 appearances for the Reds before joining Bradford in 2012. And Benitez said on Twitter, "I was proud to give Stephen Derby his Liverpool debut. Now I'm deeply saddened to learn of his retirement. Stephen is a special person and he has my total support. He will never walk alone."